one of the better moments of my life. I just started watching Star Wars with Harrison the other day. Made it about. Been watching like 15-minute intervals, so we're about an hour into it.
All right, how do you go? 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, or do you go straight?
I don't even register 1, 2, and 3. I'm just 4, 5, 6 is all he'll see.
I'm gonna get crucified. 3 is good.
I'm with you on 3.
Yeah, it's okay.
All, 1 is garbage.
1.
No.
You're okay
Sam.
With 1? That's fine. I mean, Phantom is.
I don't
judgment.
Know. I'm not fully okay. It's just a lot of contradictions in episode 1.
Oh, in yes. between. I know, and that's
that
what I've been catching up
you
on.
Off. Like, biggest contradiction. Well, one of the biggest contradictions is the fact that when Obi-Wan says, when he says to Luke, when I met your father, he was a great pilot.
Yeah, yeah, and he's racing, he's a semi-decent pod racer.
He's okay. And it wasn't him, it's R2 doing the work.
Yeah. It's a very low bar of pilot capability Obi-Wan had established.
And then, like, the Jar Jar thing. A lot of people crucified Jar Jar.
Yeah, they did.
But I didn't realize. I may have to fight people for this. You don't realize how much of the shit Jar Jar is until episode 2.
Yeah, but don't you think they
Oh, it's roll
done
the storyline, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did kind of amp it up in episode 2.
I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, what the fuck is it? In two, the movie as a whole sucked. It was essentially one big economics trade.
Like, yeah, it's all about the Trade Federation.
It's about money.
Boring, yeah. Okay. My biggest discrepancy is the way that they portray the Force in Star Wars and the way that it's portrayed, like, in the first 3 movies.
Okay.
And so, like, you know, like, the way they refer to it, they're like, oh, it's this ancient religion, nobody, you know, it's like, dude, this shit happened, like, not but 30 years ago. You know, like, it's everybody just completely forgot somehow.
It makes sense, though.
Like, there was this huge... There were Clone Wars, there were Droid Wars, and, like, within 30 years, everybody's forgotten about it.
All right. It does make sense, but it is a bullshit representation.
Yeah.
It's like this. It's, all right. When you really break down the Force, it is religion's greatest hits. Mm-hmm. Whatever religion you're into, all right, we took a piece from this, we took a piece from this, mm-hmm. we took a piece from this, and then it turned into, oh, well, that's the Force.
Yeah.
And... So, by calling it a religion, I get it, but...
Oh, that's what the one Imperial commander says on the, when, right before Vader chokes him, you know, he's like, your allegiance to this ancient religion will, you know, and then they're like, oh, wow, he could choke people? It's like, yeah, don't you remember, like, not but 30 years ago when people were jumping off Star Cruisers
exactly.
and, like, fighting with the double-edged lightsabers? Like, yeah, of course he could choke people.
But that's... I can sort of kind of defend that, because...
Maybe that was their first time seeing him.
All right,
actually.
Check it. It's the first time you're seeing it in action. So, like, sort of like how we looked at Scientology, it was like, oh, that's bullshit. And then, like...
Tom Cruise levitates
and... Tom Cruise shows up and we're like, it's still kind of bullshit, but I roll with you.
Force's best kept secret.
So, like, all right. So, at 3, this is the only redeeming quality of that statement. He killed all the future would-be Jedis to fill in the 30-year gap to show that this isn't bullshit.
Yeah, here's my all the Jedi are gone.
If you kill all the people, you kind of had to be there. So over time, it just got hyped. We're just like, you're the, that we know of, you're the last guy to do this shit. Luke, and to a very lower extent, Leia can do this shit, but we don't know.
Yeah.
So... You know, the main guy is shutting the fuck up about it, so I see it.
I'm looking forward to 7, though.
So 7.
But anyway, I won't show my son 1, 2, and 3.
That's funny.
We're just brushing over those.
No,
if he finds them on his own, that's okay.
I want to
know, but I'm not.
It's a necessary evil. And I was talking about this with my friends, like, we actually had a parenting discussion.
Yeah, it's an important thing.
Show them the first 1, 2, and 3. And I think it's a necessary evil. You got to show them 4, 5, and 6.
And then 1, 2, 3.
Then 1, 2, and 3. And then piece it together and answer whatever questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
It's kind of like talking to God about your kid.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And then show them 7. Because 7 is more of that same bullshit that we had to deal with. Because it's...
Anticipating the first one. Yeah.
It's 50 years.
Right.
Past 6. So
see, but here's the thing, parents. You got to get your ass on and show them because this has come out what?
Yeah, you only got, you got but a month.
Oh, we've already.
It's come out in December.
December 18th.
Yeah, Christmas. Guys, get on it,
I got my ticket.
Do you? Nice.
I already have
it. What theater are you going to?
Oh, MJR.
Yeah.
Which one? 15 and Star,
Star 14. R. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I'm ready.
Right by my house. Come pick me up.
Did you get your ticket? Like, you got... Like, I'm
I
not
going to
buy ahead seating, right?
Because we're friends, but I will leave you with a lot. It will do this. Did you get your ticket? Well, I'm just going to buy one day. One. Good luck with that,
buddy.
Maybe I'll see you.
Maybe. But... We